Random House Audio presents American Colossus, The Triumph of Capitalism, 1865 to 1900, by H.W. Brands. Read for you by Robertson Dean. Prologue. The Capitalist Revolution. John Pierpont Morgan enjoyed an excellent Civil War. He didn't fight, although he was prime military material, being in his mid-20s and blessed with solid health. Instead, he hired a substitute, in the manner of many rich, tepid unionists. Morgan's father was a transatlantic banker, with one foot in New York and the other in London. To train his son for the business, he had sent him to school in Switzerland and college in Germany. The young man's aptitude for numbers prompted one of his professors at Göttingen to suggest a post on the mathematics faculty, but he replied that he heard the family business calling, and he returned to America to become a commodities trader. In an early transaction, he bought a boatload of coffee without authorization. Before his astonished superiors could fire him, he unloaded the cargo for a fat profit. They appreciated the income, but distrusted the audacity, and so declined to make him a partner, whereupon, in 1861, he planted his own flag on Wall Street. His timing couldn't have been better, nor his scruples more suited to the opportunities the war afforded. Hearing of a man who had purchased 5,000 old carbines from an armory in New York for $3.50 each, Morgan proceeded to finance a second purchaser, who paid $11.50 per gun, rifled the barrels to improve the weapon's range and accuracy, and sold them back to the government for $22 apiece. The government got something for the sixfold premium it paid to repurchase its guns, but not new.